of the time on cardboard and corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stickless and bleeders, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. My name is John Stadtmiller, coming to you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this fifth day of March, 2010. On the second part of today's show, I'm going to have the Reverend James Manning on the program. And he can only be with us for a half hour. He does a radio program live Monday through Friday from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Fridays, he has classes afterwards. I think they're, actually, they're Bible classes. That's what he does. At any rate, he can only be on with us for about a half hour, so stay tuned into the second hour for that. I am surprised he has gotten visits from the CIA, Secret Service, New York City detectives, supposedly because the man was making threats against the long-legged Mac Daddy. He's also made the accusations, as many, and I love the way the press deems this one, birthers, that there is ample evidence that this man is not qualified to be president of the United States because he's not a U.S. citizen. So we will have the Reverend on, and we will talk about that, among other issues, as much as we can cram into a half hour of the program. So stay tuned for that. That ought to be interesting. And on the subject of yesterday's program, Cody in Washington and John from Texas. If you do not see that you're playing into the hands of the propagandist, then I don't know what to say. Especially because half of the, and they're not even separatist, but half of the anti-whatever group out there has always been managed by the Fed. Ample evidence of this. And I'll recount the story of a woman out of Louisiana that I was very privileged to know. She was a Republican, got David Duke elected into office. And her and I had many hours of conversation about what to do with the quote-unquote black issue. So I'll recount the important details of that. And what really centered the conversation and got it moving in the right directions, I just simply stated that while we're wrangling over this black-white issue, guess who's pulling the rug out from all of us, and we won't have a free piece of common ground of which to discuss anything on. More on this after the break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So the issue is, do you want to fuel their fire that they're building to burn your house down? That is the question. I can remember years ago, and I spoke of Barbara Wilson from New Orleans. And we had many conversations, as I stated earlier, about the issue of black versus white, what was happening with the South. And we were on our way to New Orleans on a whistle stop tour, seven different locations, the first of which was New Orleans. And something kept ringing in my head. There was a little alarm bell going off. Driving down from Michigan, it didn't hit me until I hit Tennessee. And then it dawned on me. I said, I'm going to get down here to New Orleans and be part of a presentation. And I'll bet you David Duke shows up to pinch a few cheeks. Lo and behold, I was right. And what ensued from that, David Duke had a radio program in New Orleans at the time, and we know what the press has done with David Duke, being the former Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. When he showed up, didn't listen to any of the talk, and showed up, as I said, to pinch cheeks, not only babies, but the women there as well. Sorry, David, but it is what it is. When we went to break, I did my best to escort the people out that were giving presentations, and he didn't like that. He felt like he was shunned. So for 2 days straight on his radio program, he railed against us. Until Babs Wilson, known as Mama Security of the South, and trust me, she was, called into his very radio program to tell him that she was ashamed of him. These people came down here to present a talk of what you can expect into the future of this country, to see and experience in this country, and you just want to shut them down because you felt slighted. She says, I can't believe you're being that small. She knew what was going on. As I said, we had many hours of conversation. And this issue of black versus white in this country, which I'm going to cover with Reverend Manning, and I hope to get him back for a longer period of time, because these issues aren't discussed in an adult manner. All I keep hearing is the worn out platitudes of racism. To divide a house to keep us fighting amongst ourselves while the booty boys run out the back door with the entire country. And to keep spouting the epitaphs is only proving the people that are using racism in this country as a cash box. You're only empowering them. You're only feeding their coffers. Shut the hell up, please. I know groups and organizations. The old axiom, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I guarantee you that all energies directed to resist what's going on right now will be brought to bear if you're smart enough to shut your mouth and observe what is going on. And many of these people, I'll give you a classic example here. Who was the guy that was just arrested? Hal Turner, working for the FBI, being coached by the FBI, under the guise, mind you, of identifying those which he was radicalizing. Does this make sense to you? If I got on this program day after day, week after week, and started spouting that, well, the Fed won't do the constitutional thing, they won't get out of the state, so I guess it's up to us to remove them. What does that mean? Does that mean I'm going to go shooting feds or flying airplanes into federal buildings? You are going to give them the exact thing that they need to oppress the freedom movement that's going on in this country right now. But you're too stupid to see or understand that. And notice I use the word stupid, not ignorant. Ignorant is without fact. Stupid is stupid. So don't darken the airwaves, at least with this talk show host, with your worn out, tired, brainless epitaphs. I don't want to hear it. There is a lot of people that don't have the ability to do a linear thought path to connect A to B to C to D. And the moment you start using violence as a way to illustrate your point or to take action as an individual against those that you feel that are harming you, you've already signed your death sentence. Does that mean I'm not going to resist what's going on? I'm going to resist what is going on and try to change what is happening in this country with the knowledge that I've built up over 20-some years, with the tools that are available to go out to the dumbed-down, propagandized public. But the people that keep pushing the emotional hot buttons, you need to rethink what is going on. It saddens me. It really saddens me. We very well may end up without a country, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen if you keep pushing these buttons. It is going to bring a premature end to the patriot, God-fearing, constitutionally loving, minded, family, ethical, and moral people out there. You're going to bring the whole damn thing down on us. What is starting to transpire now, and I know the little Fed operatives and the COINTELPRO people are just a plain stupid, are working overtime to try to demonize God-loving, America-loving, mom apple pie and Chevrolet. Well, maybe you can leave out the Chevrolet. There are movements that are being subverted in this country that started out, classic example, Tea Party. That's been hijacked by the Republicans. Well, how did that happen? Well, I'll explain how that happened in a few moments. What is at issue here? Is our lives, our liberty, our property, our future, and our hope. So if that is the best that you can do, is people in Africa have IQs of 65, then I don't know what to tell you. Because you do not see what you are doing. You know, there's two things that you cannot usually talk about in public, or especially on airwaves, is religion and race. Because you will get the same old tired argument after argument after argument, time and time and time again. It saddens me. It does. Give me an example. Mention Tea Party. Well, one of these, according to Ross' story, one of the Tea Party's top leaders was recently paid $7,500 by a campaign run by a California Republican group to promote one of their own ballot initiatives. Well, doesn't sound too harmful, does it? Mark Meckler, spokesman for the Tea Party Patriots, had publicly distanced himself from the Republican Party, but state records show that he accepted money for petition circulation management from the Citizen Power campaign supported by the Lincoln Club of Orange County. Relatively small group, but a very long name. The Lincoln Club is a key player in state politics, and the latest initiative is an ambitious act or political skullduggery. The Citizen Power campaign is trying to put a measure on the ballot come November that would make it illegal for taxpayer money for political activity. Why? Because that would remove a key source of funding for public employees' union, making it more difficult for pro-labor candidates to get elected. But the Lincoln Club needs enough signatures to get the measure on the ballot in the first place, which is why they paid Meckler to use the Tea Party influence to help gather signatures. More on this after the break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views
on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, Meckler was involved several years ago with a political consulting firm that has ties to the GOP. And he's long been seen as one of the Tea Party's key spokesmen, but his ties to the GOP could stoke fears among the movement's followers that their grassroots group is being assimilated by the Republican Party. Tea Party activists created the website SaveOurMovement.com after accusing Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele of trying to hijack their movement for political purposes. Well, that is exactly what has been done. Remember Sean Hannity jumping on the Tea Party thing? Glenn Beck jumping on it? This Tea Party movement started out of the Ron Paul Revolution. I know because I was marching down Congress Avenue in Austin. And there were no Glenn Becks, there were no Sean Hannitys, there was nobody talking about Ron Paul except in the negative. Downplaying this man, what he was talking about, all through the presidential debates. Now they're more acceptable putting Ron Paul on their radio program or television program, because you see, the national presidential elections are over. Now it's safe to talk to Ron Paul and let him espouse what he has to say. What the Tea Party movement at its core is about is returning this country, this great republic that's not dead yet. It's in ICU, folks. It's been paddled a few times. and to shock it back into what life there is left in it to keep the heartbeat of America going. Sarah Palin. Oh, she's part of the Tea Party movement now. No, she's not. She is simply has attached herself to it. Glenn Beck, same thing. But at its heart was a movement in this country to restore the Constitution. Do you think the Republicans in this country stand for the people and the Republic and the Constitution? The only thing that they share is the root word. Republicans, Republic. We have a Democrat Party, we have a Republican Party, and neither one of them know even what the hell the Constitution is. On spelling out separated powers, states' rights versus federal rights. I guess you can, they seem to think they have the right to do anything nowadays. And they are. And the whole idea behind the Ron Paul Revolution was to fire up the imaginations and motivate those not for a national presidency, but for the states. And where has this whole thing been moved to? Right back to the Fed, where it doesn't make a damned bit of difference. Are we going to have a better country if the Democrats lose big time in the next election? No. People are still caught in that left-right, and that's even amazing to me, that parties have been redefined in this country as to Democrat represents left, or progressive, or Marxism, or socialism, or communism, or whatever the hell it is. While on the right, that's been redefined. Conservatism is now that if you're fiscally responsible. Wait a minute. Where is the rule book in all of this? Where is the law of which you swore to upon taking office to protect and defend and follow that law, the Constitution? That's the duty and obligation of people taking public office. Where is it? It's all been moved right back to federal level, hasn't it? Sarah Palin, will she run in 2012? I don't care. Because whatever they do in Washington, D.C. is not going to be helpful to the states. No way, shape, or form. Business as usual. People in Washington, D.C. are scared to death of the true Tea Party movement in this country because these people, we're talking about the rule book of which they want you to forget about at the federal level because they're in violation of it in so many different ways. It would take me a month to describe how many different ways. The people in Washington, D.C. are afraid of one thing. The knowledgeable electorate that knows the rules of the game. That's what they are afraid of. So any fuel that you can throw into their fire to burn your house down, they're going to make use of it. I'll take the break. I'll take some of your calls today at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let's go to the telephones. Edwin in Colorado. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Mr. Stanton. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You've really been a lot of sore spots with a lot of people today. What sounds like their frustrations that seems to be going on in the politics, the religion, and the Constitution, and race. All those issues are hot buttons for different groups of people. And, you know, I am sympathetic to your frustration and agree with a lot of what you had to say. You know, I came from the South, and I know this race baiting issue is just one race against the other, trying to start an argument to in order to achieve some kind of gain from it. That political attitude about race has been present throughout my life, having been raised in Tennessee. I've traveled a lot to different parts of the country, and I really am disappointed that those race baiters are out there on both sides. Concerning the politics, baby, you know, I agree with you on that, you know. What's a real conservative? What's a real liberal? What's a real moderate? You know those definitions of fun. Then you get into the question about the Constitution. Even if you're a constitutionalist, you get in trouble. Because there's people out there that say the Constitution is a living document versus those people who say that it's an original intent document. And those debates are going on right now in Supreme Court and the federal court appointments concerning the religious baiting issue. You know, how do you address any of these issues unless you have the conversation? And that's one that really prompted me to call you when you talked about your frustrations about the religious debate. Because you have a program that comes on, I think it's on Saturday, Dr. Hisham Khalili, I believe is the way you pronounce his name. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing it. And his 2 hours is virtually in an advocacy program for Islam. So how can you have the conversation about that without discussing religion? I'm just full of questions, and I'm enjoying your program, and I'm not being critical, but you're raising more questions than you're answering today.
Well, if we can have adult conversations about it, as I said, Ed, rather than throwing out the retread, the very tired epitaphs, well, then that's what has to take place. But this shows you how polarized people really are. Edwin, I'm watching our country literally burn to the ground. And I want to see, and what I am seeing right now is I'm seeing groups of people fighting with other groups of people over what I would consider at this point in time inconsequential. It pales in comparison to what's going on. And it's frustrating.
Well, I sense your frustration today. That's part of what I tried to address in my first comment. I understand your frustration. You know, I do Christian evangelism on the Internet, and you may have picked up some statements I've made on the various articles that you've posted to your site that you may have seen them, you may not. And I try my best to love all men as Jesus the Christ taught. But that love does not mean I have to turn my back and lay down and allow my family to be slaughtered and victimized and made bankrupt. So I have to make strong statements about these different areas as I understand them to be. And that Second Amendment, or the First Amendment to the Constitution, if we would treat it as adults, as you beg the question that we do, we can have an honest conversation. And you know, I was in the military, and I'm even prepared today to do what I did in the military, and that is fight to the death for a person's right to speak freely. But I think that the cultural Marxism that's been present in our college and universities for the last 30 years has produced several generations of activists who are intolerant of anything that talks about the preferential nature and the God-ordained nature of the United States. There's no country like the United States. Not Israel, not Great Britain, and much less to mention the well-known tyrannical countries out there. This is the only country where we are protected in our ability to speak. And we have colleges and universities that although they give lip service to freedom of speech, they are not tolerant of the conservative and the American priority. I can't think of the exact term that's used in colleges, but I think this is a God-ordained country. I think that people of all faiths were allowed to come here. Fortunately, and praise God from my perspective, praise Jesus the Christ, most of them are Christians and what are called Orthodox Christians. But you do not have that freedom in Saudi Arabia. You didn't, and I've lived and worked in Saudi Arabia. You do not have that freedom in Colombia, South America. I've lived and worked in Colombia, South America. It's just nothing like this country, and my heart aches just as yours does. And I appreciate the program, and I appreciate what you're having to say, and I pray that God lead us to an increased tolerance. But that tolerance and love of my neighbor does not mean I have to lay down and allow my family to be victimized through financial methods or actually be enslaved to the federal government. That's the end of what I got to say.
All right.
Praise Jesus for your program.
All right. Thank you, Edwin. I appreciate your call. By the way, that's Hesham Talawi. I often screw up this name, too. I don't know where else to go with this. I had all I had to say, I guess, on the subject for right now. It just, you know, I've heard it said many times, you know, people want to make the patriot movement in this country and bring it under one umbrella for safety and protection and policing purposes and to weed out the bad people and, yeah, well, as opposed to independent thinking people and independent groups striving for the same goal. Well, where has that gotten us, one way or the other? I think at this point in time, we need a teaching mechanism that people don't understand what government is in this country, what the people's role, we the people, we really are the government, that's why we have elections. That's becoming laughable because, as I mentioned earlier, the political parties have been hijacked. It's now about politics, it's about big business, it's about money, it's about taxing, it's about regulation, it's about control. None of which was the intent of the framers of the Constitution. And there was a knockdown, drag-out fight to put the first ten amendments of that Constitution in there. And I've heard, Edwin, I've heard the arguments about the Constitution as well. And many people have said, you know, trying to gather up the patriots out there and move them in the right direction is like trying to herd cats. We know what the problems are. Do we really know what the solutions are? If we know what the solutions are, then why aren't people working in a framework to solve the problems that we have? Barry in California. Hello, Barry.
Hi, John. I just want to call and tell you I appreciate you, and I appreciate LDN. Ever since I've been listening, you guys have opened my eyes and my mind. And this ain't a personal attack on Alex Jones, but I've had enough of him, and I am not going to support him anymore financially. I'm going to fully support LDN because I believe in you guys, and I believe you guys have better programming, and I believe your hosts truly speak from the heart, and they're doing it because they're serving God and they're serving mankind. And John, I am so fed up with what's going on in our country, and I'm a veteran, and I can't honestly look in my eyes of my daughter and my granddaughter and tell her that everything's going to be all right and that we're going to have the same freedom I had when I was a child. And when is there going to be enough backbone in the men in this country? I blame the men in this country because, I don't know how long it's happened, but we didn't get involved with the city politics and county politics. We didn't keep these guys accountable, and they slowly crept in, and now look what we have today.
It's, this dissatisfaction with what's going on is manifesting itself in many different ways. And contrary to the latest conspiracy theory that was a pilotless plane that was flown into the IRS building here in Austin a couple of weeks ago, supposedly eyewitnesses coming up, at least a half a dozen, and said there was nobody in that plane. Ah, come on. This was the work of a man that was just fed up and gave up. And he did the only thing that he thought that was necessary to bring the light to his plight. We had a shooting at the Pentagon yesterday, which, if you'll note, is being handled the same way as the incident in Austin, Texas, here a couple of weeks ago. News media all over it that one day. The following morning, absolutely nothing. I watched the news medias for 45 minutes this morning, all of them. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, Fox, not a word. And they even went out of their way in a lot of press to say that they didn't believe that this was part of a terrorist movement. Even though, Barry, you and I know what has already been targeted at the highest levels of our government as suspected domestic terrorists. Why did you think this thing went on, this great catfight of, well, should they be tried in a military court or a civilian court? If I'm a domestic terrorist, then that means that I am not in the military and I committed a crime against society and I should be brought under the jurisdiction of the civilian courts, whether it be for murder or whatever the case may be. But there was a catfight there. We already know, Barry, what's going on, and it makes my heart ache, makes many millions of Americans. And it's starting, as I said, it's starting to manifest itself. This nation is seething with anger right now. What we don't need is any more anger. We need logical, solvable approach to the problems we're facing. I'll tell you what, I find it a hell of a lot easier when I get angry just to start yelling and screaming. But after you run through this emotional gamut and you wear yourself down to the quick, you find yourself right back in the same situation that you were in before.
Well, are you familiar with Dr. Kennedy's, what he's trying to do?
Yeah.
Have you talked to him yet?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I did.
Are you okay with that?
He's a talk show host on this network. I don't censor or I don't control them. I have my opinion about it, but I will keep that in reserve.
Okay.
I've heard the opinions of others that don't like what he's doing or don't think that it's going to work. I'm going to withhold judgment on it because I'm not going to stand in the way of somebody that thinks that they've got a magic bullet. Who the hell knows? It just might work.
Well, I can't stand by. I'm part of it. I can't stand by anymore, John. And see, my country is so much great. And this thief in the office thinks he's going to take this land from us. And I'm all for peaceful solutions, and I think this is a peaceful solution. But I can't stand by anymore and let this happen. If I can do anything to help, I'm going to. I did get the business cards from you guys. I passed them out. In fact, I got a double order this time.
Go ahead.
And I believe in this station because there's a lot of solutions coming out of this station, and I'm supporting you as much as I can financially that I'm able to. And we're all one big family here. We all got to stick together. We can't be fighting with each other.
I'll tell you what. There was an old, the DIs, the drill instructors, when I was in the military. They referred to us as being swinging appendages, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, there wasn't, in 1971, there were blacks, there were other people, white people, they were all doing the very same thing. And I didn't look at any other person that wore that uniform. I didn't look at their skin color. I looked at that uniform. And I'll tell you, I just want people to understand that anger and uncontrolled anger and striking out. Pull yourself back. The reason why things are going on the way they are is because the people in Washington, D.C. are scared, even to the point of, oh, it's just a race thing because black, you know, who's Barack Hussein Obama is black. I wouldn't care. I think we had a white president that was very similar in many things that Barack Obama has done. I think his name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Communism is communism, no matter what color its exterior. It's all red on the inside. Barry, thanks for your call.
Thank you, John, and God bless you.
You too. We'll be back.
We must take America back.
As the economy.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August, to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's
1-800-583-1093. That there were Jews out there in support of Palestine? It's happening. There are people in this country that are starting to find out the reasons why things are done the way they're done. Natura Carty, NKUSA. I would highly suggest you visit their site. I've had Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss, I should say, on this program before. And they, in fact, point out dramatically that Judaism has been around for thousands of years, where the Zionist secular movement has only been around for 100. And they are trying desperately to separate themselves from the Zionist movement. You know, and this goes back quite some time. There have been people that have spoken out against Zionism and have been murdered for it. Jews themselves. You know, in fact, anti-Zionist Jews of all political and religious orientations have long experienced the lash of the Zionist movement. Back in 1924, a scholarly Dutch Jew, Dr. Jacob Israel de Haan, who functioned as the secretary of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, which died in 1932, chief rabbi of Palestine, was murdered as he returned from evening prayers outside of a hospital in Jerusalem. His crime was that he had been involved in discussions with Arab leaders that offered an alternative to Zionist hegemony. His murderers were, in fact, of the Haganah, a Zionist so-called defense organization. In fact, Dr. de Haan may well have described the first victim of Zionist violence in the Holy Land. Yet outside that limited circle of anti-Zionist Jews, this cowardly and cold-blooded murder is completely unknown. Have you ever heard of it before? There are Jews living in Iran that have lived there for thousands of years and enjoy the same things that everybody else does in Iran. They're not subversive. They're not Zionist. They're a deeply religious people. They believe what they believe. You know, equally unknown to the general public was the ease in which the Zionists turned on their fellow Jews, as in the sinking of Jewish refugee ships calculated to elicit world sympathy, such as the SS Patria in 1940, the SS Sturma in 41. Hundreds and hundreds of people were sent to the bottom of the ocean to elicit sympathy because, well, the Jews were being picked on. We need a state of our own. Read up on NKUSA, please, because they are even against the very state of Israel itself. They don't seek to change. They are patriotic to whatever country they live in. They seek not to change the political structure. They want to be left in peace until their Messiah comes. But there's a lot of people out there that want to just hang the good Jews along with the bad ones, or at least the ones that claim they are Jewish, and they are not. Start thinking logically, folks.
With recent